Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Tuesday, so we're in the middle of a three-day series as a follow-up from Sunday's teaching, Let the Soul Dance. So on Monday, we tackled the concept that we need to have a plan for the renewing of our mind. Without the renewing of our mind, then we're never growing to become more like Christ. We're never really attempting to get past go in letting our soul dance and finding peace in our life. So when we're in this process of renewing our mind, we know that Christ is the one that has to control that, but he is waiting for us to choose him to do so. Now, the second part of this intersection where we go from renewing the mind is we move to that all of life is a matter of the heart. I'm convinced that most of the problems in the entire world stem from cold, dead, or bitter, hate-filled hearts. We have some fine and wonderful people in this world, but fine and good is not what God wants alone. He wants our heart. God wants our whole heart, not just a part of it. He doesn't merely want outer actions. He doesn't want us to look good. He wants our heart. In Matthew chapter 22, this attorney asked Jesus the question, "Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" And Jesus replies, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart." Now he goes on and says, "With all your soul and all your mind." But listen to what he starts with. "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart." Before we can really begin to discuss the importance of a changed heart, we have to understand some things. And that is that the scriptures refer to the heart as the seat of intellect, the conscience, the emotions, the will of us as individuals. It is us, our personhood in totality. Before we can ever change our heart, we have to understand the value of a heart that's been changed. I have said for years, and I believe it more today than I ever have, that if you really want to see a life changed, then you've got to have a changed life. You see, the heart reflects the real you. And inevitably, what comes out of the mouth, what happens in our actions, reactions, and decisions, all of those things reflect the real you, and they are founded and birthed in our heart. You can tell a lot about a person if we were to look into their heart. Right or wrong, we make certain judgments about people's character and life based on what we see. Now, if you're like me, you can be wrong in your judgments. I realize that people can fool us. I realize that there may be some people that we see that we assume are of great character and integrity, and when they fall, we're shocked or dismayed or disgruntled or disheartened. But the fact is, the heart tells no lies. The heart is a reflection of who we really are. The book of Proverbs says in chapter 27, verse 19, "As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person." In other words, when you look in the mirror, what you're going to see is what you really believe, because what you really believe isn't often in what we say or do. It is what is resting in our heart. All of life is a matter of the heart. As a matter of fact, the Proverbs also say, "As a man thinks in his heart, so he is." The things we talk about and say are a true reflection and condition of our heart. The reality is we can't let something out of our mouth that is not in our heart. Matthew says in chapter 12, "A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." You know who he is speaking to at that moment? The most religious people in town. Listen to me, friend. Here's two things that are absolutely certain about our heart. The heart will be judged by God and God alone. God is concerned with our actions. He's concerned with the things that we do and the things that we neglect to do. But more than anything, he is concerned with the affairs and the condition of our heart. We can't hide anything from him. So today, you could have lived your whole life putting on a great show, and maybe you fooled everyone, maybe even yourself, but you can't fool God. What is the condition of your heart today? The Bible says that we are a new creation in Christ, and we need to demonstrate that through a total and complete life change. Here's the good news. True heart change can only come from God. I've heard it said that the greatest defense of the gospel is the changed life. I believe the church isn't a group of good people who have always been good. I believe the church has always been a group of people who were once evil, whose hearts have been changed. Hey, listen, my friend. When we get our hearts right, we will solve the world's problems. We will make our family better. We will make our career better. We will make the church better, because of a renewed mind and a refreshed heart is well on the way to letting your soul dance. I'll see you tomorrow when we take on the third part of this intersection. Monday, if you didn't hear it yesterday, go back and listen to the podcast, A Renewed Mind. Today, a refreshed heart. And tomorrow, we're headed toward a good attitude. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you soon. Bye now.